The Chief Justice of Alabama's Supreme Court says he will not remove a monument to the Ten Commandments from a state judicial building in Montgomery. Judge Roy Moore is defying a federal court order to remove the 2.5-ton granite monument and says he plans to file papers today with the U.S. Supreme Court. A federal judge had ruled the monument violates the Constitution's ban on government promotion of religion, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals recently agreed. Melanie Peoples reports.
Judge Roy Moore stood just a few feet away from the Ten Commandments monument yesterday afternoon and laid out his reasoning for why neither he nor the state of Alabama should have to obey the federal court ruling.
You see, the entire judicial system of the state of Alabama is established in the Alabama Constitution, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God.
It's those words, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God, that appear in the preamble to Alabama's Constitution, and according to Moore, prove that Alabama's judicial system was based on religion. Furthermore, Moore went on to say, it's the U.S. Constitution that guarantees Alabama the right to do that.
The 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibits federal courts from interfering with that power to establish a justice system. They have no power, no authority, no jurisdiction to tell the state of Alabama that we cannot acknowledge God as the source of our law.
That is nonsense.
Barry Lynn is executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, a religious liberty watchdog group in part responsible for the lawsuit against Judge Moore.
There are a fringe of attorneys who believe the 10th Amendment basically trumps the United States Constitution, that any time a state doesn't want to do what the Constitution of the United States requires, they can ignore the rule of the Constitution. And Judge Roy Moore has no more chance prevailing with the 10th Amendment argument than he would with the help of the Tooth Fairy.
A recent poll in Alabama showed 77% of residents approve of Judge Moore's battle to keep the monument, but only 44% approve of him defying a federal court order. Moore has been criticized for spending state money in such a drawn-out legal battle. And in words that echo George Wallace, Moore attacked the ruling federal judge for threatening to hold him in contempt of court and fined the state $5,000 for every day the monument remains past August 20th.
Our state motto is we dare defend our rights. We should never allow the threat of financial penalty to deter us from the defense of an inalienable right. Alabama will never give up its right to acknowledge God.
Lynn says while Moore, who was elected on the Ten Commandments issue, is becoming a folk hero, the importance of the very real issue is getting lost.
It's obviously the promotion of one or two religions over all others, and it does make some of the people feel like second-class citizens in the Hall of Justice, the one place where we should all be equal under the eyes of the law without regard to what, if any, religion we possess.
Alabama's Governor Bob Riley and Attorney General Bill Pryor are both supporting Moore in his appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.